Yama, I'm Nari Pakai, and you're listening to NITV Radio. And today, we're speaking with Val Smith from Bundjalung Nation, is a weaver, artist, and all-round deadly creative. Thanks for picking up the phone and having a yarn with us today, Val.
Boogle Bear, Nari. Hey, so Jingala, my name's Val Smith. I'm actually named after my grandmother, who was a really well-known elder here in Lismore, Aunty Faye Smith. I'm a Widjibal Wyabal woman. I have blood ties to the Arakal people here too, of Byron Bay. So I'm here in Bundjalung Nation. I'm a mother of four. I'm a primary school teacher and an aspiring creative.
So Val, you're a multidisciplinary artist. So you do weaving as well as ceramics, paintings, and fabricating those painted works. Can you tell us, how did you get here? What's your story with your art journey?
Yes, I love all of the things. I love trying to learn and improve my knowledge and skills in all of the mediums that you just mentioned. Painting, weaving, clay, fabrics, sewing, design. I think like a lot of creatives, you know, you start one thing and then it leads to the next thing. We just love doing it. So I can't stop at one. I don't know even if I have a favourite. I did love photography, took a few photos, nothing big. But in 2022, Lismore, like, experienced the worst flood ever that we'd ever been. We had flooded before, but the 2022 floods were devastating, a natural disaster. I thought my hometown would never recover. Like, we were totally underwater. I still get a bit sad thinking about it. It was really bad here in Lismore. It was then that my connection to country, my home, Lismore, came up. I mean, I'd always loved Lismore. I always knew I would be here in Lismore, but there was nothing creative coming from me about Lismore. Then once that flood happened, it just brought up all of this really deep stuff that I had about Lismore and being connected here. And I still remember it was still raining. Lismore was still flooded. And I asked to borrow a canvas from one of my daughters. And I just painted. Like, I felt this deep internal need to just paint. It was so healing. Having never painted in my life before the floods, it just, like, to me, symbolically, the flood waters brought up so much strength and, like, a renewal of my spirit and who I am and where I belong and what I'm actually meant to be doing. And then it was also so conflicting because even when I talk about it, I get so sad because it fully, like, lives were devastated, homes were ruined, people died. It was massive. So that's truly where my artistic journey started, in the Lismore floodwaters. So that was the painting. But my weaving story is actually, it's a lot different. It's only just recently started. And I could not weave. I had no desire to weave. I admired people's work. I loved it. But I felt like I'm not a weaver. That's just not my story. And I attend like a few community events where I can, watching these beautiful women. And one day, one of these women that I really love, she was like, oh, Val can help you. And my goodness, I must have just whitewashed out my face because I was like, I can't weave. But from that day, like, her belief in me, her thinking that I could weave, that she thought I was a weaver, it triggered something deep inside me to begin weaving, and then like this yearning to learn how to weave. And that has been also so healing and so beautiful for me to have all these beautiful community women around me. And also I've had a lot of help from people online that have also showed me how to weave, and watching people like you, like <they're> going, you inspire me. Like, I was like, oh my God, look at this one.
Oh, this ain't about me.
No, but there is something also about weaving that is the same as painting, that is the same as clay, that is the same as, you know, it's us sharing that culture, that connection, just that movement that we have inside our body that I didn't never do before until I started to feel my connection to my, you know, my Aboriginality, to my family, to my culture, to my country. And so now I don't so much paint every day. I still paint, but I weave every day.
So you've already talked a little bit how your art has taken you in like lots of different directions, but that's also including this year. You're doing an artist residency with The Returning. Can you tell me, what is it, what are you doing, and what kind of impact do you think it'll make on your art journey?
Oh, I am so excited for this. This is so exciting. So this will happen alongside some other amazing creatives and local mentors. So we're going to learn, you know, some of the important things about sharing our art, like copywriting, but also new skills, as well as continuing to build connection to country and to mob. So through the residency, there'll be two exhibitions. There'll be a local one here, either in Lismore or Byron, and then one at the Boomalley in Leichhardt, the other gallery. There's another gallery in Leichhardt that we'll be exhibiting in as well. So that's pretty exciting. Two exhibitions, as well as a mural in Byron. I feel like the impact of this residency for me is going to give me a sense of, you know, like acceptance and accomplishment. Like to be viewed as an actual artist, like even saying that still, it's just like I get these butterflies in my belly. And to be included by mob that I truly look up to, it's just the best. It's so reaffirming. And it helps me to continue to believe that I truly am being my authentic self and that they see that in me. Like I'm just being me and I'm just sharing my true self and they see that. Like that's beautiful for me.
I totally understand you with that, like imposter syndrome.
Yes.
Like you don't know when you can start calling yourself an artist, but you don't need permission from other people to tell you what you are.
And I'm just learning that. I'm 45. I'm just learning that. Yeah, and women like these and community people like this, that's what's helping me on my, just even my life journey to know it's okay to just be what you're going to be, Valerie. Just be who you are, Val. Like, you don't have to hide anything. Show them what you love. Do what you love. Like, it's you. Yeah, I love that.
Also, with your other opportunities coming up this year, April's just about to happen. I know it's in a few months, but it's only, like, going to be around the corner. And you're actually going to be part of a fashion runway. What is that and what are you doing there?
This is huge. So I met Cheryl Creed at my first runway in Casino here on Bundjalung Country. She inspired me with like her determination and her drive. She's the founder of Murray Q and the Fashionic runway that I'll be a part of. This particular parade is going to be a bit of a challenge for me because it's upcycled glamour. And I don't know if you've seen my other design. It was like a caftan, which is just like, I'm like damper feet, no shoes, easy, flowy dresses, you know, like wild hair, no makeup. And she's like, you know, this is glamour. And I'm like, oh, so it is going to be a challenge, but I'm up for it. It's going to be a good opportunity for me to, you know, incorporate and practice my sewing skills because I've only just decided to learn to sew because I had some cloth. So, you know, practicing my sewing, incorporating my personal meaning from the use of the pre-loved garments. I'm going to use my two daughters' year 12 formal dresses. Man, that's going to be so exciting. And then I still get to, you know, put some weaving in there, put some art on there, chop them up, put them all back together. So it's exciting. It's a bit scary. It sounds very big, but I love showcasing garments and artwork. So I'm looking forward to that.
If people are wanting to see your work, where can they attend events or what socials can they be looking for to find you?
First, I'd ask people just to have a look on my Instagram and Facebook. That's val_smith_art_. I also have a website and it's all one word, valsmithart.com. I always post on Insta, on all my socials, I always post where you can catch up. So once I know more about the fashion parade, it'll be on there. I'm pretty active on social, so they'll see a lot on there. But also visit my website if you want to see my prints.
I could yarn with you all day, but that's the end of your time. Yeah, I could talk to you for ages. I want to thank you for giving your time today and speaking with us and sharing about your residency with The Returning and your fashion runway with Fashique Runway.
Thank you so much for having me and, love it.